Yeah, when you hear RG3 beatboxing, you know it's time to talk Redskins again. I just wanted to let him finish.
I thought that was me.
It's the battle of the top NFL draft picks tomorrow. Skins quarterback Robert Griffin III and Colts QB Andrew Luck will go head-to-head in the Skins' first home preseason game.
And Dimitri talked about the game with WTOP's Redskins beat reporter George Wallace.
It's going to be a good test, I think, for this Redskins team, not only offense but defense as well, because they are going against the top overall pick in Andrew Luck and the Indianapolis Colts offense. Luck has played the first couple preseason games over a half in each, so he's had a pretty good test. And the Redskins offense too, Robert Griffin III. The key about this is because it is the third preseason game, this is when you see a little bit of game planning for another team. This is what resembles more of a regular season game than any of the preseason games. So Mike Shanahan saying the quarterback and the starters, the offense, defense, probably will play into the third quarter. He didn't guarantee the entire third quarter, but it is a process because you play the first half, you go into halftime, make some adjustments, then come out and take the field in the third quarter. So that resembles a real football game. So I think this is going to be a good test for both sides of the football, and we'll see. You know, don't get me wrong. We're not going to see a lot as far as from the offense is concerned. I still think it's going to be very vanilla. They're not going to unleash a lot with the offense and Robert Griffin in the third until we get to the Saints game, which is the opener. So, but you will see more of what resembles a real football game tomorrow.
Now, tell me if you agree with this. Luck does seem to have had the stronger start this preseason with the Colts. Does RG3 have a lot to prove tomorrow afternoon because he stumbled so badly last weekend?
Yeah, you know, you're right about the start for Luck, but I don't think he has more to prove. I think that it's each team, each guy's going about it in their own way. I really honestly think what we're going to see from Robert Griffin come the regular season is not really what we've seen up to this point. I really do think this team is game planning for New Orleans and putting more things in that fits Robert's abilities, so to say. So I don't think he has as much to prove. I think that the real focus here really is the New Orleans Saints on September 9th, and just to get his feet wet a little more tomorrow. But Andrew Luck has come out firing. He's had a great couple of games so far for the Colts, and it's going to be fun to watch him tomorrow, too.
Not everyone listening has had a chance to go to a training camp as you have. What flashes of brilliance, if that's the right expression, have you seen from RG3?
Well, I think that when you see his ability to move with the football and get out on the run, you see how quick he is. You also see his ability to, when he stands in the pocket and picks his receivers, he delivers that football. I mean, he delivers it with quickness, with speed. I mean, you see some of the flashes that why this guy was picked number two overall. And just the confidence. I mean, you talk to some of these players who say as soon as he stepped in that huddle, he knew he's the leader of this football team. Yes, he is a rookie. He has not played a regular season game, but he takes command of the huddle like he's been there for 10 years. And I think just the way he's gone about everything this training camp shows that. And he just it looks like he's a veteran. But now we've seen some things on the field the last game that it's going to take some time. We know that, and you just want to warn everybody about that. This team's not going to come out and go 16-0. It still is a rookie quarterback. But some of the flashes we've seen in training camp, just the arm strength and the speed, just shows you that it's going to be exciting to watch. And hopefully, this offense comes to life sooner than later once the regular season starts.
Well, you said, of course, 16-0 is ridiculous. But the folks at ESPN, the magazine, seem to have gone in the opposite direction, really hurting our feelings and deflating us as fans this week. Their prediction is just 2-14. That would be worse than even the past couple of seasons.
Tell you what, if this football team goes 2-14, there are a lot of problems, and you're going to see a lot of changes. But no, I saw that, and I just don't see how they're coming up with just two wins. I really don't. This team went 6 wins a couple years ago, down to 5 last year, but you are getting a quarterback. I mean, this is going to be a franchise quarterback. He's a quarterback that's going to take command of this offense. And know that Robert Griffin III is not the final piece to the puzzle. That's not the only thing that was missing for this team. But you have to think that he's going to provide a spark and he's going to provide some stability at the position that's going to get this football team a few more wins than last year. I mean, you're looking at right now, I would think 7-8 is a successful season. There's no way I see this team winning only 2 games.
It's also the return of Redskins running back Tim Hightower, and he refers to this Saturday afternoon game as almost his playoffs or something because he's so eager to get back.
No, and that's going to be huge for him. It was great seeing him yesterday when Mike Shanahan told us that Tim was going to be able to play in this football game, and then we went back to Tim Hightower, and he really didn't know, or if he knew that he put on a pretty good show. He was very almost emotional and choked up because, if you remember, he hasn't played since last October when he tore that ACL. So he wants to be out there. He's watched this team grow, as he said, over this last month in the training camp, and it's going to be a huge step for him because not only can he run the football, but he can block. And that's what these coaches want to see from this running back position in this offense. Not only run the football, but be able to pass, protect, be able to block, and so on and so forth. So he's going to be a big key to this offense. I think the coaches, if Tim Hightower is healthy, I really do think the coaches are counting on him to be the number one back in this offense.
So do the Redskins beat the Colts tomorrow in this third preseason game?
I do. I really think they do. They're going to be back home. They're going to be jacked up to play in front of the FedEx Field fans for the first time. And, you know, it's going to be a good crowd, especially seeing this matchup. But I do. I think they come out and they do some good things and maybe not put up, you know, 48 points up to 50 points. We don't want to see that, though. Actually, we want to save that for the regular season. But I do think they'll come out and win the football game. I mean, when the team is selling T-shirts with Robert Griffin III and Andrew Luck on it, how can you not go out and win a football game?
That's WTOP Redskins beat reporter George Wallace.